Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. I am so excited that you're joining me for another episode of the Mouse Club. This week, joined by a very special guest, Bailey from @LongDistanceDisney on TikTok. I'm so excited to have Bailey here on the podcast with us. I had such a great time chatting with her. I know you guys are going to love hearing from her as well. She does a lot of really fun videos. She is so genuine and so relaxed, and I've really been enjoying her content. She loves Disney thrifting and more of the nostalgic side of Disney, like VHSs and things like that. So I think it's going to be awesome to have this episode with her. And anyway, before we get started, let's talk some news. Oh, I should probably say that I know I said I was going to make a big announcement this week, but here's the thing. I decided next week I'm going to make the announcement the whole video where I talk about what I need to talk about. So I promise, pinky promise, next week I will share my announcement with you guys. I do have all the details now, but I'm going to be doing it for both my YouTube and my podcast, so I want to announce it at the same time. So come back next week, and it's really going to happen next week, I promise. But anyway, the first piece of Mouse Club news this week is that, last week I logged off, literally, and as soon as I logged off from recording last week's episode, all of a sudden there were all these announcements. So I'm a little bit late to these, so I apologize. They literally came out right when I finished recording. But first off is that Joe Biden is officially coming to the Hall of Presidents at Magic Kingdom Park. It says that it's going to be debuting to guests in August. So I cannot wait to see that and to see how the Hall of Presidents looks. I've never actually done the Hall of Presidents before, so definitely we'll have to go check it out and see the new update. Also, more entertainment is returning to Disney World, which I'm really excited about, but I do wish that more things were coming back. Some of the things that they announced were that they were going to be bringing back the Wonderful World of Animation, which is a nighttime experience in Hollywood Studios. Beauty and the Beast Live on Stage is going to be coming back. Monstropolis, the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor, and Turtle Talk with Crush will be coming back. And also the new Nighttime Spectaculars, Disney Enchantment and Harmonious will be coming in October for the celebration for the anniversaries. Very excited for all of those things. I hope that paves the way for more things to come, because I'm dying for Fantasmic. You guys know how much I love Fantasmic so much. And I actually just found out that my friend Jordan has never seen Fantasmic, so I really want to go and experience it with her for the first time. So I am really, really excited for that to come back. Also, if you can't tell by how breathy I am and my voice, I do have a little cold, so I do apologize. The next announcement is that the first poster for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser was released. It is coming to Disney World in 2022, and the poster looks so cool. It has so many cool characters on it, as well as just like ordinary people kind of dressed up in the Star Wars style. I cannot wait for Galactic Star Cruiser. I am very nervous about the prices though, so I don't know how much it's going to cost. I'm hoping it's less than $1,000 per person, because I think it takes place over a whole weekend, so I think that's a fair price, because that would be like $200 a day would be like $600. So I'm hoping that it's not too bad, but I don't know, I'm very nervous. So stay tuned and we will keep you up to date on that. Also, it was announced, the next 50th anniversary announcement, that special art and other iridescent magic is going to be coming to Orlando International Airport in the fall. I think that's so cute. The picture shows Minnie and Figment all gold and glittery for the 50th anniversary, which I think is going to be so awesome. And I can't wait for that. So super excited for the 50th anniversary and for all the new magic that's coming. Of course, it was also Christmas in July this weekend, so Jack Skellington had a special event in New York City, which is kind of cool. It's called the Halloween Town Beach Club, which was fun. So I don't really know much about it. I just saw it on TikTok, and I guess it's there's a website called Halloween Town Beach Club, which I guess it was just a one-day thing. So it says that there were a Christmas-themed photo booth, bookable cabanas, digital souvenir shopping, and more. So interesting. I don't know if that's going to be a returning thing, but it looks like it's over for right now. There's also really, really cute new back to school items on the Disney Parks website or the Shop Disney website if you want to go check those out if you have anybody in school. Also, what was the other piece I wanted to say? Oh, the golden 50th crest was added to Cinderella Castle, and the castle looks absolutely stunning. I cannot wait to see it in person, hopefully very, very soon. And I just know it's going to take my breath away and make me cry because it just looks absolutely gorgeous. So cannot wait for the 50th anniversary. I'm so, so excited. Lastly, the Jungle Cruise world premiere just happened, and Emily Blunt and The Rock were at Disneyland to celebrate, which is super awesome. I cannot wait to see that movie. I am so excited. And some more Walt Disney World restaurants opened up. The Yachtsman Steakhouse, Toledo, Tapas. I'm sorry, my nose is super, super runny. And Steak and Seafood and More reopening. Let's see. So yeah, the Yachtsman Steakhouse, the Flavors of Spain at Toledo, Tapas, Steak and Seafood are now open. And the food looks really yummy, so I'm excited that more restaurants are opening back up. And also, Disney Parks blog released a first look at Harmonious coming to Epcot on October 1st. So that is super, super awesome. Looking forward to that. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I only started behind the attraction. I didn't get to finish. I've had a super busy week between having this cold and my mom was in town. And more stuff with the announcement that I'll talk to you guys about next week. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Bailey at Long Distance Disney. All right, everyone. So this is Bailey, aka at Long Distance Disney on TikTok and Instagram. She is a Disney content creator with a focus on the nostalgic with her recent VHS videos.
Yes.
Bailey, welcome to the podcast. So good to have you here.
Hi, I am so excited to be here.
Yay. Well, I guess, so I wanted to ask you, because I know you've talked about in your videos that you're from North Carolina, mm-hmm. and you really didn't get to go to the parks when you were a kid. So I guess, when did your love for Disney start, and like, when did that kind of grow into what it is today?
Oh my goodness. Growing up, I was obsessed with all the movies, the music, everything. Like, I have a video of me in high school with one of my best friends doing interpretive dance to Pocahontas songs.
Oh my gosh.
It was a major bonding thing with us. And not until recently, January of 2020, I got to go to the parks for the first time because my boyfriend took me for Christmas.
Aww.
And let me tell you, that started an obsession that I don't ever want to shake. So it was
wonderful. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love that. You said that was how long ago?
My first trip was January 1st of 2020.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So you're like just recently getting into it.
Yeah. And yeah, after that first initial trip, I've been 5 times. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're an annual pass holder, right?
Yes, I am an annual pass holder.
How did you get your pass after 2020? Oh, because you got them like right before the pandemic.
Yeah, literally our first trip, we're like, hey, let's become annual pass holders. And we just got really lucky. So
I'm so jealous. Oh my gosh. I've been dying to get my hands on one, but they've been closed for so long.
I know. I really hope they come back soon. People really need the parks right now. And I feel like Disney needs to hurry up with that one.
Right. Oh my gosh. For sure. Well, okay. So let's talk about your TikTok, because I found you through the Disneyland cookie jar video,
which oh, was yes.
so cute. I think that's so funny because I've also been to the Lakeland Antique Mall a few times and found things that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to have this. And it was like too expensive and then found it somewhere else cheaper, mm-hmm. which is kind of what happened to you, right?
That's exactly what happened to me. Yeah. I could not imagine paying over $100 for that cookie jar. And I was like, no way. I can't do this. And it wasn't even long after I found it at a thrift store. So
that's so awesome. That's yeah. like the best feeling ever, is the best like Disney finds when you go thrifting.
That's where I find most of my stuff. I have manifested Disney in my life so hard that I just attract Disney, whether it's vintage Disney, newer Disney, whatever it may be. I just attract it. And it's just become something that's basically part of my personality now. So
yeah. I love that so much. Oh my gosh. So where are your favorite places like to go thrifting?
My favorite places to thrift are just your little mom and pop thrift stores. Those are the ones I usually find the best stuff. I found some things at Goodwill's here and there, but it's usually the mom and pops. And I also find a lot of really good stuff on Facebook Marketplace. It's usually people that are just downsizing, you know, have a ton of Disney t-shirts, or, you know, their great grandmother had like 20 cookie jars or something. And they're just trying to get rid of them. And I found a lot of really awesome stuff from that too. So
I love that. I seriously need that cookie jar in my life so bad. It's so cute.
I guarantee you've said it now, you'll find it in a few weeks.
Oh my gosh. Watch it happen. I would love that. I'm manifesting it right now. I love it. Well, in addition to thrifting, you also talk about on your TikTok how you love to support small businesses.
Oh my,
which God. I love.
They definitely take a large majority of my paycheck.
Same. I like recently got into an Etsy addiction, and it's like I cannot stop because like I find something, I'm like, well, I have to get it now. And then I find something else, I'm like, well, I need that one too. And it's just like, I have like 7 Etsy orders at one time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm addicted.
I'm addicted. And it feels like Christmas all the time. So I'm right? Like, mad about it. Exactly.
Especially because I feel like Disney small shops, they package their packaging like so magically and with like pixie dust. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to open.
I know one of my favorite shops I order from, they always have like little tickets or something that just like matches the theme of whatever they have, and that's what gets me every time. I'm like, I have like an extra gift in my little Disney package. And
right,
yes, I feel that 100%.
I love that. What are some of your favorite Disney small shops?
Oh my goodness, I have so many, but my top ones, definitely Fantasy Feelings. I have like 25 shirts from them. Joe & Co. is an amazing, like, minimalistic kind of shop. You can wear Disney without really know you're wearing Disney. And I really like that. And I really like Circus Society. They have really cute stuff as well. I could go on and on.
I love that.
Literally just also hopping on Etsy and just putting Disney. You can find so many beautiful things. So
right. I love doing that. Oh my gosh. I'll just search like my favorite character or something and see what pops up.
That's how I ended up with Baymax Mickey ears. So
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. That is so fun. Yeah. I love Etsy so much. It's on my TikTok, you know, when you're scrolling on your FYP and all the small shops pop up, I always like save them until payday, and then like I have like 300 saved in my my favorites.
How do you even choose?
Right?
Oh my goodness.
I know. It's so true. But I love it. It's so fun, and to see their businesses grow and stuff is so fun as well.
It's literally just from the beginning of the pandemic to now, you can see so many beautiful humans and their shops growing and flourishing, and it's been one of the most amazing things that you could see, and I love it so much.
Yes, for sure. Especially, yeah, like you said, like the pandemic and everything, people finding like new ways to make money. Mm-hmm. It's really neat, especially all the cast members who were laid off and had to find new ways to cope as well.
100%.
Yeah. Well, okay, let's see what else I have here on the list. So, okay, you also talk about your newfound love for 101 Dalmatians, which you watched for the first time recently.
I very much remember in my childhood being deathly afraid of this movie. And
really?
Apparently, and I just never watched it again because I just thought it was so awful. But I rewatched it and I was like, how could I ever think this was this bad? So I am a Perdita fan.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you remember what scared you? Was it like Cruella or?
It might have been, or it could have just been I was sad that she was taking so many dogs. It's probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
That's kind of like I used to be terrified of Hunchback of Notre Dame. And I watched it as an adult and can appreciate it so much more, like, artistically, even though it is a terrifying movie.
I definitely had an Esmeralda, like, sleep shirt and the sheet.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. Esmeralda is just the bomb. Oh, my God.
Still my favorite.
Right? Mm-hmm. She's awesome. And then another thing you talk about, too, is spending money on things that you daydreamed about as a child.
Yeah.
Which I think we need to, like, we need to make that more of a thing, because you're so right about that. People think it's so weird, but it's like, these are the things I can do now that I'm an adult, you know?
I got that mentality from, this was forever ago and I can't remember the creator's name and I wish I did, but they were like, I could have a trampoline and a slide and everything in my house now. And that's what I wanted as a kid. And why should I not have it now?
Right.
So I've just stuck that into literally every aspect of my life. And that's literally why I have 1 million pieces of Disney anything. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. And money for trips and stuff, I'm sure, too.
Of course. You have to.
Do you guys usually drive when you come down, or do you fly?
It all depends. We've flown. We usually drive because that just means I can buy more things down. But we both are pretty great ways to get down there. We haven't had any issues with flying down to Orlando. It's a really short flight. Magical Express, RIP. Express. But we've always enjoyed that. So getting down to Disney is not hard, and that's why we can do it so often. We're really lucky to be able to have that luxury. So
yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, yeah, I guess everybody's different. I enjoy road trips because you get to, like, listen to music and movies on the way, you know. Yeah. And, like, get prepared for the ride. But I guess the plane is probably a lot quicker too.
It is quick. One of the things that my partner and I do, we'll always just play games. Like, on our last trip, I'm thinking of a place. Can you tell me exactly what we were doing at this place? And it will literally take the entire trip down. And it's just great to reminisce on things that we've done before and things that we want to do this current trip that we're going on. And
I would
prefer road trips 100%. I feel you.
Yeah. Especially with Disney, you have so much to talk about and plan on the way down.
Yeah, because the planning's the best part.
Yes.
It truly is.
For sure. When your next trip is in October, right?
Yes, I finally get to go experience Halloween. I know it'll be a little different with the 50th, but
Halloween, yeah,
I'm excited.
That is so exciting. And the Food and Wine Festival too.
Oh my gosh, yes. We went last year for Food and Wine, but it was like, yeah, a mixture of two festivals and it was kind of weird. So I'm ready to actually experience it.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't been yet either, and I, like, this year, and I have been looking at everybody's posts, and I am dying to go.
Oh, I feel that. I've contemplated just going down for a day.
Yes.
And eating and coming back home. I feel that.
That sounds so fun, and I shouldn't encourage you to do that, but I feel like that's a good plan for sure.
Oh, well, I guess I gotta do it now.
Right. Yay. Well, So another thing that you talk about on your page a little bit is body positivity, which I love, and wearing things that make you feel comfortable that you might not have originally felt confident in.
Yeah. It's, you know, especially when you grow up in a body that's not deemed socially acceptable, it's, you know, finally coming to a place and finding, you know, content from other creators that are showing body positivity and showing you to be comfortable in your skin. I'm glad that's where we are now. I know there's a lot to go with that, but it's really nice to see other people with the same body as you living in it and not being used to it. And I really hope that I can be that for other people as well. And yeah.
I think you definitely are, because I think TikTok is, like, the new thing that kids are absorbing more than anything else.
Yes.
And to see people who have different body shapes, I think, is so amazing, rather than just having, like, the same, you know, mediaized, I don't know if that's the right word, but the same.
The cookie cutter.
Yes. like widely distributed
media.
So I love that so much. I think hopefully we're paving the way for more confident generations in the future.
Yes, I hope so too.
Which would be amazing for sure. And okay, I need to know your secret too, because when your cookie jar video popped up on my FYP, I think you had like 1,000 followers, if I'm not mistaken. And yesterday I went on your page and you had 11,000, which congratulations, because that amazing. But I think it's so cool because, you know, like all the tips that they say, like, oh, use the popular sounds, use as many hashtags as you can. It seems like you don't really do that and you're still having amazing success because you do a lot of videos with your own sound, like of you just talking and things like that. So I was curious, like, what's your tips for anybody growing on TikTok?
Well, to be super honest, I have no idea. I make sure that I comment back to most people, one, because I would love to speak to other people about Disney, but I feel like, you know, that also helps with the algorithm. I don't know much about TikTok. I'm just starting off. But also, I'm telling you, the moment you change your mindset, being like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to, you know, you're speaking that into existence. I made a TikTok not long ago saying I'm going to, you know, do something that allows me to do Disney more often, talk about it, go to it. And there's been so many things that have came into my life in the past few weeks that are letting me do that. My TikTok following's grown. I am becoming a Disney. I'm working for a travel agency that specializes in Disney vacations.
Oh, wow.
And I've been able to organize a Facebook group where people get to come together and go on trips together. Just the moment you change your mindset, and I think the universe just says, here you go. Because that's the only explanation I have. Pull out your old VHS tapes and play old school Disney commercials. But that's really all I do. I just be myself and do the thing.
So. Oh my gosh, I love that so much. That is awesome. I think from you personally, like when I go on your page, you just give off like very genuine and like chill vibes is the way I would describe it, which I just love watching your videos so much because you just don't seem like the type of person who's only there like to gain followers. You just seem like somebody who genuinely loves Disney and like wants to be part of the community, which I feel like is rare in the Disney community nowadays. So right. I love that.
I did not go to TikTok with the expectation of growing a following. I went there literally to find people that I could go to Disney with.
Yeah. Like
I just wanted people to go to Disney with. I love my boyfriend. He's wonderful, but I need some Disney pals. So that one little thing just brought so many new amazing people in my life, and that's what I wanted. So
I love that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think that's great. Disney friends are definitely hard to find, but I feel like once you find some, it's so much more fun to go with different people.
Yes.
And when you're here, we'll have to go together. That would be so much fun.
I am so down.
Yes. Or maybe thrifting, because there's a lot of good thrift stores here too.
I will allot a whole week and we will just and go to the parks and eat so much delicious food and just enjoy life. I am so down.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Let's do that for sure. That sounds so fun.
Oh, I want it now.
Right? Who needs a job?
That's me. I'm just trying to live life by the colors of the wind, and all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, you have talked about in your videos, maybe moving to Florida in the future.
I wish. That'll be a long-term thing. Unfortunately, my boyfriend does not do well in heat, and unfortunately, I kind of like him a lot. So we'll probably just stick to the vacations and traveling for now and see where we go with that one.
Yeah, that's fair for sure. My sister-in-law's kind of the same way. Her boyfriend is the same. They live in Atlanta and he like does not want to be in the heat, which I totally understand. I feel like that is Florida's biggest downfall, to be honest.
It's so
hot. It's horrible. And people are like, oh, that's amazing. Like, you don't have to deal with the snow. I'm like, yes, that's nice. But when it's like 97 degrees on Christmas Day, it gets old after a while. Right. It's not fun anymore.
That's the one good thing about North Carolina. You can get the, you know, decent summers. The snow's not too bad. You know, it's pretty chill here. It's not really too much of one extreme or another. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how it was when we lived in Atlanta as well. And I was like, if like Disney was in Atlanta and my family was in Atlanta, because all my family lives here in Florida, I was like, I wouldn't leave. But I don't know. I really like to be close to the parks too.
I'm so jealous. Right?
I know, but I do miss the weather a lot. Oh my gosh. The heat right now is absolutely atrocious.
I would sweat through everything.
Yeah. My work uniform, too, is a black shirt and black pants.
How dare they?
I know, right? Every time I walk my dog, it's, like, literally the end of the world. It is so atrocious.
I don't even think mine would make it. Right. I think it would just fall down and be like, I'm done. It's not happening.
That was another thing I wanted to ask you about, was your doggy. Because I see him or her, I don't know, in the back of your videos, and they look adorable. And I wanted to know about your dog, because I just love dogs so much.
Oh, she's actually here bothering me right now. Her name is we rescued her from a family that just couldn't take care of her, which is fine. I'm glad that they reached out to us. And she's just, we renamed her Dot after Princess Dot from A Bug's Life. And she also has a little dot on the back of her head, and she's essentially my child. So,
oh my gosh, that is so sweet.
We also have a foster dog named Bailey. And if anyone's looking to adopt a dog, reach out. She's a three-legged pit mix, and she's really short and super cute. So,
oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I had to get her because her name was also Bailey. This dog, so
that's so sweet. Shout out to my gosh. It's funny, I actually fostered a dog my freshman year of high school, and she had puppies, so we were fostering the puppies. One of the puppies' names was Dot, so that's so cute.
That is cute,
right?
You have a friend named Dot. He apparently loves that, so
oh. Yeah, I have a golden retriever Labrador mix. Her name is Nala.
Oh my goodness. I knew the name was Nala, but I didn't realize the breed. That's so sweet.
Yeah, she's like the best thing ever. I'm literally obsessed with my dog.
Me too. Dog people.
Yes. I just feel like there's nothing more like unconditionally loving in the world than a dog.
Seriously. This dog shows so much love to us more than I think any other human ever has. So
yeah. Same. I think my dog just could not care if I did something horrible tomorrow. She would love me no matter what, which is so sweet.
That's why I'm going to keep you around.
Right.
And because you're cute. It's fine. Yes.
Yes. Well, let's see. Okay. I'm looking through my list because the next question I had was about your dog, but we just talked about your dog.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is another good one. So redefining your Disney style. Because you kind of talked about, you know, like in the beginning when you first went, you dressed one way and now you're kind of finding more comfort in new Disney style. Yeah. So I was curious, like, what your style is now and what tips you have for people who are trying to find their Disney style.
I feel like I am the worst person to give any advice style at all. I feel like me as a millennial, I just had the worst style my whole life. And I'm finally coming to this trendy time. And I'm like, I don't even know what I like. I was the little scene kid in like high school / hippie kid. I was all over the place. And I'm finally coming to a place where I'm like, what is my style? I feel like it's like boho, neutrals, gold jewelry, very basic. So I feel like the way I've realized what I need to do is just go basic. You know, find very simple pieces that work together. Find the small shops that you really enjoy. Sorry, my dog's climbing on top of me right now.
Oh, you're fine.
And just
go with it. Before, when I first started going to Disney, we wore the matching t-shirts, which nothing wrong with that, but I really love that. They were really cute. I mean, like, it was really nice being able to find your party, and like, mm-hmm. you didn't have to worry about what you were going to wear that morning. You literally threw on a shirt, you threw on your leggings, and you took on the park from park open to park close, because that was like 5 a.m. then. So, because you had to get that Rise of the Resistance boarding group, and you couldn't do it from your hotel room. but yeah, that was that. And then now I'm just still figuring it out. And I think people need to realize it's okay to yeah. not know what you like, especially if you're like a millennial or farther down the road than me. because you don't have to be a super trendy person to still figure out what you like and yeah. love and enjoy. So
for sure. I love that. It's also hard in Florida because, like we've talked about, it's so hot. Oh my God, it's so hot. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to wear like jeans with a shirt tucked in, you know? So you kind of have to be creative with how you style it up.
Right. And with that being said, I think it's really important to realize that a lot of things that you see on social media when it comes to the parks, they're usually taken by people that live close enough that they can bring clothing into the parks and change. Like, they're not going there and riding Space Mountain, Thunder Mountain, Splash Mountain, and eating at Crystal Palace and then doing 6 more rides. They're going in and taking pictures.
Right.
I had to realize that myself, because it's like, oh, I want to wear this cute dress. Like, you can still wear cute dresses, but what I wanted to wear just was not reasonable on Soarin'. You know, you just kind of got to make that balance work for you. So
I love that you say that, because it's so true. I think like a lot of kids and people who are first getting into Disney see a lot of influencers and creators who look absolutely stunning in their pictures with like perfect makeup and perfect mm-hmm. hair, and their outfit is crisp and clean. When in reality, like if you're at Disney the whole day, that's probably not what's going to happen.
No, you're going to look like a raccoon by right. 6 p.m. and you're going to be drenched in sweat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like those pictures too, like at the end of your day, are still so heartwarming. Because yes. it's like you enjoyed your day and those are the memories that you have, rather than, you know, like trying super hard just for the Instagram.
I'm really glad you said that, because the first time I went to the parks, we park hopped from Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom, and I was disgusting. But my favorite pictures I have are me post sobbing from seeing the castle for the first time.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's just something that you can look back on and be like, I truly enjoyed that moment and I enjoyed that day, and that's really all that truly matters in the moment. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, the next thing I was going to talk about is something that you talk about on your TikTok, is being shy and how your boyfriend sometimes does pin training for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think that is so sweet.
I feel like now that I'm a little more comfortable, I probably could do it. But at first, I didn't know like what yeah. the pin etiquette was. You know, I was always nervous. I had like a fake pin, because you know, you see all this stuff, they're like, this is a fake pin. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you know it's a fake pin?
Right.
And eventually it was fine, but he's the go-to pin guy, and very thankful for him for that.
I think that's so cute, because there are a lot of really intimidating things actually in Disney as an adult yes. that like might not be as intimidating for kids, like even character interactions too, when those eventually come back, like, you know, talking to the princesses and talking to characters is kind of awkward as an adult.
I have never felt more stressed out than talking to Aurora. I can be with Baymax all day because he doesn't talk to you.
Yeah. But
when I meet the princesses, I go into a full sweat, and I don't know why. I feel so awkward and weird.
Yeah. So. It's true. I feel like a lot of people like mention that they feel that way, but I think people, yeah, it's something that like as a kid you probably don't think about, because you're like, oh, it's this character mm-hmm. or oh, look, the pin I want. But as an adult, when you have more like social awareness, I guess it's a little more awkward, you know?
Yes. That's me.
Yeah, I know. Do you have any like, okay, so for anybody out there who might be like more on the shy side. Are there any like tips that you have for like maybe branching out in Disney World, or the things that you've learned while you've been at the parks maybe?
I think the biggest thing is nobody actually cares what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're there for yourself and you're there to enjoy. And a lot of people only get to go, you know, once in their lifetime or a few times. Do what you want. Do what you enjoy. I don't think I'll ever be comfortable meeting face characters. That's the ones like just like the princesses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, if that's what truly makes you happy, just go do it. Go, yeah. You know, I feel like the one place you would feel most comfortable should be Disney World, because you're not going to bump into anyone you know. Like, mm-hmm. There's no pressure. Just go do whatever makes you happy. So, and I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that, especially when it comes to, like, taking pictures and videos and stuff like that.
Right. No, you're not going to see those people again. Take your cute little selfie or prop up your hydro flask with your camera on it.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Yes, exactly. I actually had a partnership with this jewelry company a couple months ago. And so I was going around the Disney Springs and the golf course, because I don't have a pass yet. And I was taking pictures and these people were giving me the ugliest looks. And I was like, you know what? I just have to ignore them, because it's like, I have a job to do. I'm going to love looking back on these pictures. Right. And even though it is awkward, it was worth it in the end. And I don't even remember what those people look like now. So it's like, who cares?
You're not living your life for them. You're living life for yourself.
Exactly. 100%. And then those snotty people can just live their life too.
And be miserable while I'm over here loving my Disney. So
exactly. Yes. Well, okay, just a couple more and then I have a fun little game for us.
Okay.
So you've mentioned that you have a Star Wars themed living room.
Oh, this is a sore subject.
Oh no.
Because it's going to be a Star Wars themed living room. We have all the movie posters and they're going to go up on the walls. But we have a life-size cardboard cutout of Chewbacca, and I've banished him to upstairs. And that caused a little bit of an argument. It might end up back downstairs. But eventually we will have all of our posters hung up. We have a Darth Vader helmet, Stormtrooper helmets. Eventually, hopefully, some cool lightsabers we'll make in Galaxy's Edge will end up on the wall. So,
oh my gosh, I love that.
Where I honestly could have cared less for Star Wars before going to Disney World, but seeing Galaxy's Edge, I was like, well, I'm going to start watching the movie.
Right.
And I did, and I am obsessed now, and I'm going to get an Obi-Wan and maybe Qui-Gon Jinn tattoo eventually.
So, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so true though, because I really had no interest in Star Wars, but back in like 2015, when I started dating my like now husband, but when Disney acquired the rights to Star Wars and what's it called? The Force Awakens was coming out. I was like, okay, now I need to watch all the movies, because now Disney has a part in it too.
I did the same thing. Yep.
Right? I'm sure all the original Star Wars lovers will hate to hear me say that, but it's true.
No, just be happy that we're here now.
Right.
And we appreciate what you've appreciated the whole time.
Exactly. And now I love it. And now I love the originals and everything else too. But I think it's cool that, you know, Disney kind of brought more people onto the Star Wars bandwagon, which is really fun.
Yeah, I love it.
Have you ever heard of Ruggable?
Oh my gosh. I have showed the Ruggable rugs to my boys so many times. And I think when Black Friday rolls around, I will finally
get
that one.
I highly recommend. We got one for our living room.
Which one?
We have the one that has like the Millennium Falcon, like the X-Wings on
yes.
it.
Yes. I know what you're talking about.
It's literally the best. Like the first week that we got it, we were sitting on the couch and my dad had like he was visiting us from Miami and he he had like Panda Express he was holding on to, and my dog is allowed on the couch and she bumped into his arm and it fell all over the new rug. And it was the best though, because with the Ruggable, you just pull it off and throw it in the washing machine and there was literally no stain. So it was literally the best.
Well, now I'm just going to go buy it now.
Right.
You convinced me. Oh my goodness.
And it's so awesome because like everybody who comes to your apartment, they have no idea it's a Star Wars rug until you look close.
Right, the subtle Disney stuff.
Yes, I love it so much. I have to send you pictures. I have this like in my closet too. I have these what are they called, pictures that are Star Wars themed, but they're all like doing laundry. And
I've seen those are so cute.
I think she's called Spa Wars Art. She's the one who makes them.
Yes,
and I love it. I just love subtle touches of Disney. So I think it's so cool you're doing the movie posters. My dad has that in his living room. It looks so cool.
The artwork on them is so awesome. And yeah, we found them at a thrift store.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. Everything in our home that we have, except for like a few things here and there, we have thrifted. That's so amazing. Yeah. Like we have two couches thrifted and found for free on Facebook Marketplace. Like, we spend mad money on Disney, and that's how we're able to, because everything we have is thrifted. So
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me that too. They're like, how do you travel? How do you go to the parks? Like, how do you do all this? And I'm like, honestly, like I don't spend a lot of money on material things. Like, mm-hmm, I put more of my money into like those sorts of things that cost a lot of money. And that's right, how you make it work, you know?
You make it a priority in your life. That's what, like, that's what you want to spend your money on. And everyone has right, different things that they want to spend their money on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, okay. And then the last thing I was going to say was, you mentioned about having a travel bug because it's been a while with COVID and everything else, which I totally relate to because I'm dying to travel again.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to ask, where are like your top three places you want to go as soon as you can travel again?
Oh my goodness. I feel like my travel bug, people would be like, stop talking, you went to Disney in February. But I just recently watched through like the walkthroughs at Tokyo Disney Sea. I would love to go to Tokyo Disney Sea. I'm just going to make these all Disney related because I've watched all of the walkthroughs recently. I need to go to Disneyland. I have yet to go to Disneyland, and I am positive that I'll cry three times more than I did at Disney World because the original where it all began.
Yes.
I see all these people over there now and I'm like, I could care less. I would love to go to the Marvel area. I would.
Oh my gosh.
But same. I just want to sit in front of the castle and sob and eat a churro. Like that's all I want to do right now. And third, oh my gosh, what would my third be? Let's just Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. My goal is to hit every single park one way or another. I'm going to make it happen. So
same. That's a huge goal of mine. I don't know how long it'll take, but one day that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to make it work. This is what our heart wants, and we're going to speak it into existence and fall into our laps.
I love that so much. Definitely. Definitely one day. Tokyo Disney Sea is probably top of my list as well. I feel like they just have so much cool stuff there.
It's so different and unique. And
yeah,
I want it.
And so much good food too. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and it's so cute. It's
simply
themed. I'm like, how did you make this thing look like a seashell or, you know, whatever.
Right.
It's just, I can't wait.
Yes. Same. Awesome. Well, I guess this brings us to our game.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Me too. So we've talked about, you know, your TikTok, you talk about a lot of nostalgic stuff and VHSs and also the fact that you didn't really get to go as a kid. So I created this game called Nostalgic Disney This or That. So it's going to have some different cool, like nostalgic things.
Okay.
And what you would rather do.
Okay, let's see how well I do. Let's go.
Okay, so would you rather see The Little Mermaid in theaters or Beauty and the Beast in theaters?
How dare you? Because I am obsessed with the Beauty and the Beast. I watched it all the time growing up. I watched it so much in college. But watching The Little Mermaid in theaters, I'm going to have to choose The Little Mermaid. I feel like that just is one of the main originals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid.
I know. That's a really hard one for sure. But it's really, I, oh my gosh.
That was a good one. Props
Thank to you. Would you rather go to the parks when 80s style was a thing or 90s style?
Oh, 90s style. That's my jam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sorry.
No,
I would kill to see the castle as a cake.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny that you say that, because that was my next question.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because everyone's, well, not everyone, but people are like, that was so ugly. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I would love to see it. I think it's the cutest thing. I think it's so fun. Obviously, birthday
yes.
makes sense to me. So
I totally agree. I am literally obsessed with the Kate Castle. Like, if I go on Etsy and I see anything either Kate Castle or WandaVision related, those are like the two things that I have to buy everything that's related to as possible. And the Kate Castle is literally my latest obsession. It is so adorable.
Until recently, I was like, oh, I didn't see the Kate Castle. I can't buy merchandise with the Kate Castle. Well, I've thrown that out the window, and I am going to join you on that bandwagon.
Yes, please do. Well, especially you're 25, right? So you were born in 96 as well.
I was born in the end of 95.
Oh, okay. So close. So close. I was born in 96. So we're like really close.
Oh,
yeah. But that's something I think too about us is like we kind of share like a year, I guess, with Disney, because that's when the castle went up, was like pretty much right when we were born, like 95, 96, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like that makes it more special.
Right. I feel that.
Yes. Okay. Well, then I'll skip the next question, because I know you want to see the Kate Castle. So would you rather go to Animal Kingdom in the 90s or Hollywood Studios in the 80s?
Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom. OG Animal Kingdom. I would love to see all the original things. I am obsessed with Animal Kingdom. I think that might be like my number one park still. So
yeah, it's especially in the 90s. I feel like it was probably so like cool to see all the animals and stuff in Florida. I feel like that would have been so fun.
I still would love to see MGM.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I missed out on some of the most amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might have to change my answer. Oh, no. No, I'll still be in Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom till I die. But I hate that I never got to experience, like, Light Motors Action and the Great Movie Ride or...
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, that's a big bummer for me, but at least
yeah,
I get to go, so...
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know if you do want to have kids one day, but if you do, like, being able to introduce them to the magic as well, maybe...
Yeah, we'll see where life takes us.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. But at least now, you know, as things change, you'll get to have experience everything that we have now as well.
Right. So,
they're
constantly changing. I love that. And I'll be able to share my experience of what they are now with my future, whoever it may be.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so... Tagging along with that, so Animal Kingdom in the 90s or Magic Kingdom in the 70s?
Oh, no. No. You know I have to choose Magic Kingdom. I go at where the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be such a beautiful and wonderful experience.
Yeah. I feel like, too, it's probably – Magic Kingdom is probably way more different now than Animal Kingdom is from now, you know?
Yeah.
So to see the original Magic Kingdom, I feel like would be such a shock, because it's probably so different.
And you'd have tickets for those rides and everything. Like, it's just, it would be completely different.
Yeah.
In almost all aspects. Wow.
Right. And they used to have the gondolas like going over the park, which is so crazy to think about.
And the swan boats.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So much has changed.
Yes, it has. Wow.
Okay, would you rather ride the original test track or the original Soarin'?
I'm going to tell you right now, I knew that if you were going to do a game like this, this was going to be one of my questions. I felt it, and I even thought about it today. And I feel, because you can still see Soarin' over California in Disneyland, right?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to choose OG Test Track because I've watched some ride POVs of it, and yeah, that seemed really cool compared. I love it now, but compared to what it was, it just, I would much rather ride old school Test Track.
Yeah.
And hope, finger crossed, that I can still watch California Disneyland. So,
yes, I think that sometimes, I'm hoping in the future they do this at Disney World too, because I know in Disneyland they've also done it for like special events too, like for like the anniversary of Soarin' or whatever, they'll play like the original footage. So maybe they'll do that at Disney World and you'll get to ride the original Soarin' too. So that'll be fun.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So the next one, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or Snow White's Scary Adventures?
Oh, I feel like Miss, nope, I can, I would like to see Mr. Toad's because I only picture Winnie the Pooh right now in my mind, and I feel like I could, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, but I can't stand Snow White. I'm so sorry. Her voice just, maybe if I watch it again, like I love the dwarves. We just don't connect, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think that I would just love to see Mr. Toad.
That's fair. I feel like that's a very nostalgic one too.
Yes.
Would you rather wear a fanny pack or high-waisted shorts?
You're rude. Because that's like the perfect combo.
Right?
I'm team fanny pack always, so I'm just going to go team fanny pack. But I don't even know what it would be like not to wear high-waisted shorts. So that would be an experience for me.
And then last one. If you're going to the parks for the day, would you rather record your day on a camcorder or take pictures on a Polaroid?
Oh, camcorder. But that's because that's my current thing. So I just – watching my boyfriend's old home movies from Disney World, it's just the sweetest, cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And just seeing in the grainy quality of a VHS tape, I definitely would want to do that again. Now. So
I was thinking about that too, because I have a camcorder, like as I'm converting my old home movies, I was like, this would be so fun just to take to the parks for a day and just like record, like, nowadays. I think it would still look so cool.
Please do. Oh my gosh.
Right? I think it'd be so fun. I definitely think I'm gonna have to do that and just take the camera with me for the day.
And I need to see the outcome.
I will send it to you for sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for joining me.
I have had a blast. This has been such a good time.
Yay, I'm so glad. Tell everybody all of your social platforms where they can find you.
On TikTok. And then on Instagram, I'm Bailey E. Welch. That has not changed quite yet. So those are my two social media platforms that I use most often. So
awesome. Yeah, I love your TikTok. It's so cute. And your Instagram is popping off. I love it so much. I love following along with your content. And I'm excited to see your future videos.
Thank you.
Of course. And next time you're here, let's definitely meet up. That would be a lot of fun. We can go thrifting.
Oh, I'm going to hold you up to that because it's going to happen.
Yes. And I feel like maybe the boys would connect too, because my husband really likes Star Wars too. So that might be fun to have like a double date or something like that.
I think he would love that. I think he needs a buddy for when I go out thrifting anyway. So
yes, let's do it. I would love that.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody so much for listening. I hope that you all have a wonderful week and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Mask Club podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave us a little rating and review if you would be so kind. If you would like to follow us on social media, please check us out, themouseclubpodcast.com, or send us an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Mouse Club Podcast. And if you'd like to follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, you can follow me at Little Miss Mariss. That's LittleMrissMariss, Little Miss Mariss. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.